Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
HQ. Ooh, that's for me, that. New year, new you.
Thank you. How are we doing?
Never good. Been better.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, good.
Sound.
Happy New Year to you all.
It's been a while. Joe, we've not actually seen each other either.
I've seen Tom
on the front.
A little chat, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Is it weird? I find it weird sometimes when you bump into someone in the band.
It's like meeting someone for the first time again.
It's a bit like, all right, mate, you're all right. I saw Miles actually in the car.
I did.
You swore.
Yeah. I saw you in the car, didn't I?
Yeah, we're
under
the bank. Spilling content.
Near Harappa.
Yeah,
near Harappa, that was
I
it.
I saw Miles, then I turned the other way.
Cheers. Yeah, it's good that, isn't it? We're all still friends.
Nice wine red setup today.
Claret.
I mean, let's just go straight into something.
Catheter.
Plonk.
I've got something that does my fucking head in.
Pick which one you want. It's not hard or head in.
What? I'm deciding.
Oh, I don't like that. Side chaining.
So, I have an it's not hard, is it?
Please, go forth.
So, it was just before Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a bit of, you know, cleaning the kitchen after I'd probably done some cooking. And I thought, you know, the sink plug, which obviously...
collects.
Detroit. The sink plug. It is what it is. Yeah. But obviously, you put it down, the sink fills up, you unplug it, it catches the shit. Everyone knows what the sink plug
I like
is.
How you're explaining it.
I've committed to explaining what it is now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I thought... I never really give that a full-on scrub, do you know what I mean? Mm. It's always sat there. I wipe it, obviously, if there's food in there. I thought, I'll give it
Don't give it like a bleach or something.
Yeah, gungy. I was like, I'll pick it into my hand like this and scrub it, put a load of stuff on it. So I did that, and I was like scrubbing it too vigorously, and I pinged like the mechanism that like...
The screw
kind of thing off.
The screw that's like the holder and also the screw.
Yeah, the screw that's the holder and also the screw. Mm-hmm. And I think I must have... A piece that was key to putting it back together disappeared into the kitchen, never to be seen again. So obviously I tried to like, because it'd be like a little nut.
I know this, because my dad came on, rang me and was like, Joe, have you got a nut?
Well, I tried fixing it.
I've got two.
I tried fixing it first.
Fucking you.
To no avail, you know what I mean? I tried to put the mechanism back in.
You and me.
And then it just kept falling apart again because I was missing this screw thing.
Yeah. Piece.
Rang my first port of call was Joe's dad because he's round R sometimes, so Ian couldn't do it. He was talking about gluing it and stuff. I was like, whoa.
Analog.
He's a bit bodge, my dad, bless him. He's good bodge though.
So it showed it
good
Joe.
Good bodge, bad bodge.
Joe was like, it's missing the screw to hold it in place.
Bad bodge.
So we were looking for a screw of the same size, and I thought, I know where I'll do a screw of the same size. Howden's.
Oh,
kitchen.
I thought you were going to say you and me.
No, I thought I'll go straight to the source. Do you know what I mean? I think we got it from Howden's, maybe.
That makes a lot of sense.
If anyone doesn't know, it's a kitchen place in Stockport. Others are available. But
I don't think it's just Stockport. I think it's...
Oh, is it? Oh, is it?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Well, there's one in Stockport. Opposite where you used to live. Above it. Opposite the flat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So pulled in.
Where you saw me.
And it was... I think it might have even been the day before Christmas Eve. So everyone's feeling festive, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas spirit was in the air. Mm-hmm. So I walked in, quite sad really, with my plug in my hand because I thought I'll take the plug to show him.
Three number one albums.
Yeah. So I walked in and was like, I broke my plug. Do you have a part to like seal it back together? The young lad at the front came round and obviously they've got show kitchens in there, aren't they? Like, just to show you.
Ready to roll.
He picked the fresh plug out of the show kitchen sink.
Out of the demo sink.
Out of the demo sink, full working order, just went, just have that, mate. And he just bodged my one into the show sink.
Wow.
And
I
went,
sweet.
How much do I owe you? He went, nothing, mate, just have it.
It's not hard,
it's
is
not
it?
Hard, is it?
It's not hard. Do you know what?
That's a very good one.
Well
that.
Done, I know, well that's done, why Holden's. I thought I wanted to start off with that, because it was, when it happened, I was like, this is classic. It's not hard, vintage.
Yeah. That is very good.
People on the edge of the seats then as well.
Yeah. I would be.
Going, oh God, he's going to get the replacement. Not just the replacement.
The whole thing for free.
Did your heart sink when you lost the screw?
Yeah, it did.
Fucking. Well done, Charlie.
Let that sink in.
So yeah, there we go. Moving on.
I was good, that.
Nice. I've got...
thank you.
I've got something that does my fucking head in.
Please.
Segment.
Do share.
Go on, Miles.
Say the whole experience was dream.
Okay, let's go. You know what does my head in? The best does my head in. You're doing my head in. Miles does my head in. Fucking you. Fucking you. Do you know what does my fucking head in?
Please.
And it really, really bugs me. And also, our tour manager, Wolfie, I've messaged him about this, and he actually suggested that he... And I was like, I wanted to say that one for a while. When people don't say thank you when you let them go in your car.
Yeah.
Does my fucking head in.
Yeah. I don't like that.
It's just rude. Like, like, you know, when you've actually like pulled right over and you're going, oh yeah, come in, or you let people in and they don't just go, thank you.
I have some suggestions
on
this.
It's not fucking hard. Are you a not thank you?
No, I'm a thank you, but I've realised that I've missed a thank you when I've been in a rush or something. And then after I've drove off, I've gone, fuck, I didn't say thanks.
Yeah.
So I think maybe people do have explanations but if they're not thinking.
When it's,
you know,
blatant.
If something's going on in their life, the last thing on your mind is thanks.
When it's see, I think it's like it's almost
But you've been driving
nature.
Longer than me.
Not true.
Some
yeah.
guy swore at me the other day. I went for a walk up a Macclesfield far, well, just like around the reservoirs and stuff near Mac Forest. And this guy in a camper van. I had blatant right of way along these parked cars, because
it's a bit chaotic round there, isn't it?
It is.
I know what you mean. The pub on the left, and you're coming in.
Yeah, this guy just smoked me right up, came in, and I was just going like, "What are you doing?" And he was going, "Fuck off!" Like that. And I just sat there, so I was like, "Okay."
Have you ever been? Have you ever been recognised in a state of anger?
No,
I have been on the phone. What do you mean?
Oh, well, you've been barneying with the missus on the phone.
No, I was having a barney with the insurance company, car insurance, right?
Was that? I remember that.
You remember it in here?
Yeah, I was
fucking
fuming. I will never recommend you to anyone.
My head was your jumper, that colour.
What are you going to say?
Your head. Though. The woman, the advisor who was like speaking to me, she put me on hold, but I could still hear what was going on.
Oh.
So she was speaking to the rest of the call centre. She went, we've got a little celebrity on the line now.
Really?
And my blood went fucking sky high. I went, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrity.
You do.
What list celebrity do you reckon we are?
Zed.
No. I reckon about
sub Zed.
I reckon F.
You know, after the alphabet, and you get into characters.
The other question is, do you reckon Tom's one above us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Several.
Tom's E. We're F.
Fucking a good way. A good way. I love the F.
Good way to level it.
I'll see. We're in the lost property, aren't we? No, I was going to say, we're after the alphabet when you get to like the pound sign or like the four
slash. Windings. Windings, whatever it's called.
Oh, so you're saying maybe I'm E.
Well, yeah, what am I? Closed bracket. You two are the highest. And then it's us three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe, I think I think I'm the lowest. No. Instagram followers, you've got... Not that it goes off that, but no, just in the whole...
Well, you paid a few people in chat.
I subscribe to Meta for my blue tick. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I was
going to
say something then on that. What were you talking about?
Fame.
No, you're saying...
Oh, and when you're angry and you've got to recognise when you're angry.
Oh.
It's gone.
I've had a few
thank
moments.
Thank you, whilst driving.
I've had a few moments.
No, oh, sorry. I bumped into Clint Boone just after I'd failed my theory.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was fuming.
Yeah.
It was like, a horrible feeling. How's it going? I was a bit like... I just got it out in the open. I went, I've just failed my theory, mate.
I'm a bit miserable.
A bit of a foul mood, to be honest.
Yeah. But I was like, oh. Clint was like, oh, how are you doing, mate? And he was like, just failed my theory. But he was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, fuck's sake.
I remember I failed my theory and we were recording it at the studio, remember?
When was it? Past Street?
No.
OG?
OG.
Wow.
Like 10 years ago.
Wow.
I remember turning up and we were having to record and I'm like, should have been buzzing. I was just like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always something really stupid.
Mine was so stupid.
Like mine was on that fucking thing where you have to click the, you know, what did they call it? Hazard perception.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I did all right. That mine was external.
I have something.
This is very boring. External mirrors that you clip on. What's the best way to see the back of a camper van?
Oh, I see.
What's the most efficient and less hazardous thing to put on? And the options, multiple choice, isn't it? So I thought just the standard mirrors, because surely sticking something on's more dangerous.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't. It was, you should stick them on.
Yeah, yeah, you should do.
It's fucking...
Anyway.
Related to driving and also going back to a section.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Two.
It's one of the best themes, this, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're scraping the barrel with you. You should save this next week.
No, I already am fucking shaving some. So, failing the theory. I nearly failed my theory, but not by doing the test, by turning up without my ID.
How the fuck did you get around that? Oh, shit.
Well, I got there... And I was in a rush. I was living in Comstall at the time, so it was a bit of a trek. And I missed the train from like the next available station, so I had to go to Stockport. Got there, and it was like, right, you got your ID? Sign the paper. I was like, no, I don't. They're like, we can't do it then. And I was like, no. I was like, you know, it's going to take me like another 8 months. It was like just after COVID when it took like months of backlog and that. So she was like, what I'll do is, if you're back here in an hour, I'll slot you in because someone's cancelled. I was like, boss, realised that... Oh, wait a minute, it's rush hour. I don't have a car because I don't drive yet. Everything's mad. So I had to get in a taxi, pay him, like tip him an extra 20 quid, put in the location where I was living, and then the second location back.
I remember this.
Ran in, got in. Literally, it was like 1 minute past the hour. And I walked in and she sorted it out.
Fair pass.
And I passed.
There you go.
That's
stressed. But I don't know what this person did, but then there was someone as soon as I went in who got like declined. So I don't know if I filled a space in that somebody should have had. But other
declined.
Than that... But do you know what I mean?
It's not hard, is it?
I'm driving now. It's not hard, is it?
Nice.
That's a good one if anyone cares.
Good-o.
Do you know what? Yeah. I failed my theory first time.
Did you?
Yeah. I tapped too many times.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did.
I didn't do the hazard perception very well. I didn't really understand it.
I
tapped too much.
Because
I was like, everything can be a risk.
They were a bit sketchy back in the day.
Oh, well, yeah.
Over 10 years ago.
Yeah, all right.
I watched a YouTube video.
Josh, I'm surprised you had hazard perception when you did your test, actually.
Well, hazard perception,
it was wagon perception.
Yeah. Horse perception.
Fucking on fire today, mate.
What happens if the wagon wheel falls off?
You need a few weeks off every time, I think.
What happens if a blacksmith runs in front of the...
What?
Lost it a bit.
Sorry, I know no one cares about this, but this is me in the bath the night before doing the app where I answer every single possible question, 757 questions. And look what I got, 745 out of 757.
Jesus
Christ.
That's
so you though. Like when you put your mind to something, you're like...
Do you know what, that's first time I passed, first time I failed, I got cocky and did about 300 of them on the same app and thought, fuck it. And I failed by one. And I was like, oh. So the next time, I did the miles thing and I did like
seven
of them. Yeah, yeah. And then I passed it.
I pass all questions, like I say. Just annoying.
Funny old game, innit?
You beat me though, didn't you?
Oh,
in the test, which annoys me now. I want to redo my test just to beat you. I'm so
minors?
I got three minors and I was always like quite proud of that. You on two as well?
Two, yeah.
Fuck, I got three.
It's been that long since mine, I can't remember.
You didn't have minors when you did yours, did it? I think it was like...
Steady.
What's everyone been up to then? What's life saying?
I've been fucking painting.
Painting and climbing.
Fucking and painting.
Climbing. I wish. Hello. But yeah, painting. I've been doing a lot of painting. Do you know what's annoying? It's the downstairs toilet they've been painting. Yes.
Stinks.
I've got downstairs toilet.
Yeah, it does stink, doesn't it, the downstairs toilet?
But yeah, fuck me, painting it. It's like a small...
Yeah,
it's
wooden panels.
Well,
not much space to move around.
The paint I got, right? So I did it, I got it. And Sophia was like, oh, that's the paint colour. I was like, boss. She went out to work and I fucking... painted.
Overalls.
They're pretty proud of myself, do you know what I mean? I was like, it's pretty thin, this paint, but I was like, don't matter, be fine. Sophia got back, I was like, well, thin, that. Wrong. I take the paint back and they're like, oh yeah, it's the wrong consistency.
Cheers.
Give me
do
a
you
new
have to have
painting.
Like waterproof paint or something like that?
Or like bathroom
water resistant.
For a bathroom, this is just a downstairs toilet, isn't it? Unless you're planning like
showering and stuff.
Spraying the bog about everywhere. Just a toilet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? I get what you're saying though. But
sometimes
no,
the sink can splash water though. But obviously you normally have a splash bag.
But fucking how much are you splashing the sink?
Well, it depends how vigorously you're washing your hands.
Some got big hands, very strong hands as well.
Do you know what, actually, I've got one of them soaps that Chaz loves.
Oh, the dildo soap.
Yeah, the dildo
soap.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What's this? What's a dildo?
It's like it's like the bar of soap is attached to the wall, and you have to like masturbate it to get.
Oh wow!
It's like a old thing that.
Very old fashioned.
Cool. I've always wanted one.
Like an old hotel.
Sophia let me get it, and then it arrived, and she was like, "What the fuck is that?"
It's class.
She's like, "It's well phallic." I was like, "It's quite."
I've never heard of this.
It's quite man things. It's quite boring. Have you seen a boring man page on? It's on a few things on Twitter or something. There's a boring man page. It's basically just. A page that just talks about really boring things, but like for some reason they're quite interesting.
The blokes like are interested in
cool, and one of them is like that hand.
I've never heard of that.
Mm.
Do you want to see? Do you want me to get it up for you?
Yeah.
Do you ever remember that bar we went to in Brussels called Archie Duke? I took a picture of you in the bog in the mirror.
Yeah, the one.
It had one there.
Right.
One of those. It's like soap shaped like a lemon
on a metal bar thing.
You just rub it.
I probably thought, I'm not fucking rubbing that.
I've been washing my hands more recently, which I know is a stupid thing to say. No, but I actually have been washing my hands more. I bought some nice, I've never usually had any nice hand soap downstairs.
That's why you've not been ill.
Yeah, well, oh, fucking
hell. I was going to wash my hands when I said that.
Yeah, but,
have you got Diptyque?
Excuse me?
No, his nice one's probably Kleenex.
I've just been washing my hands. I don't know where I'm going with this.
What's your nice soap?
Just bought it from Sainsbury's. Yeah, it's just something there. But nobody smells nice. Yeah, it's like it was like black pepper and something.
I'm gonna open your eyes. Some box soaps.
It was fucking chuck in my way.
I don't use shower gel. I use a bar of soap.
Yeah, I use olive oil soap in a bar.
Olive oil
it's
soap.
It's good
nice.
For like psoriasis and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of soap.
See, I don't understand the shower gel thing. It's so much better. You can actually scrub your body with it.
I think it smells weird.
You get a lather, proper lather.
Again, what soaps are you using?
Kate buys them.
You need like a fucking Boss soap.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but if it smells weird, that's not all soap.
It's not me though.
No, but I'm saying soap comes in different smells. So Kate.
Yeah, the scent.
Handmade.
That's what I mean. You could have had that soap. I'm not into that soap.
But I don't like the texture of soap either.
Is it what it is? It goes through
like a weird feeling. Residue. Hands and stuff.
It's not for everyone, is it?
Quite sensory.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
But people use it because they're allergic to a lot of things, don't they?
I'm quite an allergic.
That's what I mean. Like I'm. Luckily, not allergic to like shower gel. So.
You're not allergic to stuff like that. But, like I've got, I'm allergic to nickel dermatitis.
What does it? Oh, is it? Oh, is that? Yeah,
I'm very allergic to like dust though.
Yeah, dust.
You're like a respiratory allergen kind of guy.
Quite Chucky from Rugrats.
Quite weak. Kind of quite
that's
weak.
That's a
aren't
throwback.
We?
That Jesus. Yeah, respiratory kind of guy.
I thought this episode anyway. Has anyone got a few more sections? Should we put a bit of fan questions in? Thought we could do a few of them.
I mean, I've asked how everyone's been doing and I think we just discussed you.
Sorry.
I was going to discuss this because it's a big thing at the minute. Like, is anyone doing dry jam?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you committed for
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Because when we bumped into each other, I said the same thing, didn't I?
You've done
but
it.
I fell completely off.
Yo, I did think this.
What date did you
when you sent us that video of Easy.
Oh, yeah.
That was 4 years ago, that.
Was it?
It just popped up on my memories.
Oh, where did you get on the sauce then?
The same place, funnily enough. I just went to see my dad.
It don't matter,
though,
does
snooker,
it?
I had a game of snooker, and it turned into several.
Between 8 and 13 pints.
It is what it is, isn't it?
But yeah.
You're not just going to wake up one day and just go, I'm not going to drink, and then go to a pub and then just like expect yourself to just be there.
I think
is a restraint on it. It's proven that to drink and then not drink and then drink and then not drink is actually worse for your health. Like, should really be only have one at the pub January.
Joe was dry at the pub January.
What did Ms. O'Neill call it?
Oh, damp January.
Damp Jan,
yeah.
Why damp? If anything, it's the opposite, isn't it?
It's not wet or dry.
No, because it's not sodden and it's not dry.
Sodden's
bladdered.
And damp's like the odd tipple.
Damp's moderate.
You see, damp Jan's better. Like if you went, do you know what? In like, say you have like...
Should be a damp
say
life.
You have like 4 pints at the pub. Have one alcoholic, the rest none. Weirdly healthier for you.
Yeah, I've regulated it.
Yeah.
And I feel good for it.
I feel a lot better for it. Yeah. I think I'm going to carry on. You've not drank, have you, Miles, for a while?
No.
Since what time?
October. It's just one of them, isn't it? It's just, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Do you actually feel better?
Yeah, genuinely. I actually feel really good. I've got to the point now where I don't even think about it. Like, if I'm going out somewhere, I thought about it a little bit. I was like, mate's 30th last Friday, and I was like, ooh, have a few beers. But once I got there, I didn't think about it because I'm just like enjoying the environment and stuff. You know what I mean?
You have better conversations.
Yeah. Like, and also, you can drive home well fucking worth it. I felt mint going home, but half 11, all the drama's happening. I'm like, see you in a bit.
Yeah.
You go home.
I'd say I've not really, for the past few years, I've not really
You've got quite good control on it, though.
Yeah, I don't.
On tour and stuff, when we'd all stay up to like 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, I'd
like,
always
you
go
would
to
go
bed.
To bed, so.
Yeah. I don't really drink.
Each to their own, isn't it?
Drinking's weird. I feel like there's a big culture now where a lot of people are saying it. Young people don't drink. Loads of young people now. You know, when we were younger in school, it was like drinking. It was like house parties. The biggest thing was trying to get drink on it. Even when you went to the park, it was like you need someone to go into the shop and get some beer. Now people like young kids just
go to the gym and
just don't drink. Yeah, it's probably dead.
We were talking about this today because our parents' generation, they were very much in like pub culture, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that stemmed and bled into our.
And then we joined a band.
And then we joined the band.
It's like more opportunity scenario, isn't it? It's like you turn up from. Well, have we discussed this before? Well, maybe we have. I don't know. But you turn up to a venue, don't you? From the off, even when you're not even big.
There's beer.
And that's. And
it's going for a shower at 9 a.m. Fucking hell, not for me, but you know what I'm saying. You get up and then you just walk into the shower.
Fucking hell, you don't drink now and you're still not up at 9 a.m.
I think you'll find. You go in there's just a fridge down here with 50 beers in, and you're like, I'm going to have to now, aren't I? Then, you know what I mean? Not them.
Yeah.
It's each their own. Some people can drink and just like have a couple. And I think it does come with age and stuff because it is like, I don't know, it's kind of battered into your brain, especially when you go to like uni. It's like, freshers, get pissed, do that. And I feel like it is dropping off slightly.
I feel like you shouldn't judge anyone on what they want to do.
No, exactly.
If you have a few beers, fucking boss.
If it negatively affects your life,
do you think you'll not drink ever again, then?
No, I don't think I'll never not drink again. Mm. But I think I'll go long.
You struggle with the control, don't you? That's your thing. Like, you can't just have a beer.
No, I wouldn't say. The thing is with me, I like drinking.
The Irish in you.
It's the Irish.
But you do that thing, don't you? Where like you've said it to me, or you like you'll have like say like I'll have 3 beers and be like thing. When you've gone to 3, you're like fuck it, I'm in.
And the thing is, I don't have like negative. I'm not like a bad drunk. And I don't have negative things happen when I'm drunk. I actually have a good time and I laugh. It's the next day.
You feel like the doom and everything.
Yeah, the fallout is too much.
I'm on that, I think.
And I think when you've got a lot going on in your life, sometimes you go, I don't need that in there. And you get a bit old and you're just like, I'm sick of fucking being hungover half the week. Yeah. I'm wasting my time, basically.
My thing was on tour is like, that's a good time to drink. You don't have the same guilts on tour. Mm. I mean, you wake up on a tour bus. You don't have to get up, walk the dog, clean the house. Do you know what I mean? You can sort of wake up and go.
You can stay in bed till 3 if you want.
A dream world, isn't it?
The only way to get rid of, like, everyone says, oh, this is the best way to get rid of a hangover. The best way to get rid of a hangover is fucking loads of sleep.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I've always had a boss sleep, I never wake up hungover.
Yeah,
it's only when you've got to wake up early. It's, or get woken up.
I feel
up
like people not drinking now is a bit more widely accepted than it would have been, like, 10 years ago,
oh,
4 years ago.
Non-alcoholic beer.
It's easy to get involved, that's what I think it is. I think it's easy to get involved in things, so you can still like...
You know, there's not as much peer pressure to it as such anymore, which is good.
No. I think a lot of it depends what you like. I could drink at home and watch the telly. Do you know what I mean? I like the... like, it's cozy to me. Like,
yeah.
But it's not good, do you know what I mean? Like, you would never drink at home, would you really?
No, never. Well, me and Sophia went away, didn't we, Scotland? I'm not doing dry John, but I had like... you know, little stubby cans, like 330 ml.
In the room.
I had 2 of them and a pint the whole time we were there.
Decent.
I've stopped drinking at home. It's lovely pairing it with food, isn't it?
That's all I see. I see it as like...
Cider as much.
Did you say pint?
I love having a beer watching the football at home, though.
Do you know what? I'm not planning on doing this, but when was the last time you got pissed on cider?
Ages ago.
It's fucking niche, that, isn't it?
I went to Bonnie's Park.
How niche is cider?
I used to drink cider.
Do I?
That mine was like Bonnie's Park when I was like thinking never again.
Strongbow, and this is before dark fruits was in a can. Cider
was
black.
Dark fruits. Yeah.
I know, I just have like a can of Strongbow and with like a fucking Ribena.
Oh, so
you
make it?
Yeah.
It was funny though, when me and Tom went to France to watch the Arctic Monkeys.
2011.
Everyone was doing like lads' holidays, and me and Tom were like,
I thought you were looking directly into the camera then when you were saying this.
No, I don't want to go to fucking Malaga. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not. Me and Tom went to watch Arts Amongst You. Like, what? It was like, oh, what, do you reckon it was a 1,000-cap venue? It was Mim, wasn't it?
It was tiny.
What was the venue? Do you remember?
It's called Zenith, but not in Paris.
It was in Cannes.
Not southern France, though, not Cannes. Like, it was like northern.
It was the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, it was an amazing time, but. When we were going there, obviously I got like I create a lager because we got like a big train journey.
Yeah, we were on the train.
Did you do the Eurostar?
Yeah, Tom got thingy. Tom got a crate of cider. They obviously didn't have Ribena in that. I think grenadine.
This is too sweet. Cider's sweet
cider
anyway,
and sugar and grenadine. Yeah.
Yeah, all your fucking Cheetos will fall out.
Yeah. He's making cider like grenadine. Do you remember that train? That train was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah. I fell asleep on it.
It was like a Harry Potter train. It had like little
carriages.
Carriage, like, you know, inside the carriage, boss.
The sweet thing on a carriage.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I had a holiday when I just had grenadine. I was like 7, Spain or something like that, all inclusive. You get your little wristband on, you can go get what you want. Can I please have a grenadine?
Grenadine.
So is it the way of a I ordered about 10 of these per day. Grenadine and Coke.
Fucking hell.
It was fucking
10 a day.
Well, I was just eating, just drinking.
What
were
you like? Fucked now.
I know, yeah. 7. Fucking hell. Yeah. So that was good.
Check your pancreas.
Do you know what I mean?
Couldn't sleep.
Yeah, so that's about a kilogram of sugar, innit? Do you know what I mean?
What have you been up to, Miles? You been up to anything? Gaming? You like games, don't you?
No, what have I been doing?
Is there
now?
Any new games out or not?
Gaming. Power Wash Simulator. Been playing a bit of that. Emily's been playing that. Power Wash Simulator.
So instead of power washing your own back garden?
No, because I've done that and fucked up the fucking middle of my path, so I'm like, I'll just do it virtually. Do you know what I mean? It's quite relaxing because your mind's just on it and you're just like, it's quite very OCD-y.
Power wash simulator.
Have you got a pressure washer?
No,
I borrowed mine.
Borrowed his and, yeah.
I need to borrow that.
Fucking hell.
No, I've not really been gaming as such. Yeah, I've just been...
Walking the dog.
Walking the dog.
Fuck's sake. Just walk, Josh. You went to Amsterdam.
I did go to
Amsterdam. Tommy Harrison.
Yeah, with the most requested podcast guest, apparently.
Really?
Let's get him on.
Yeah.
By Junko.
Yeah. No, yeah, went to Amsterdam because Tommy Harrison had a solo show there.
He's smashing it.
He is. With,
sorry, solo show in Amsterdam just sounds like something else.
No, it wasn't sexual, it was painting. But with Grimm Gallery, that was fucking great. And then
what's amazing, some of the stuff.
Yeah, other than that, just been knocking about, really.
How's the gaff?
Housework, yes, fine. Just like reality now, isn't it? You know, you're just sort of there and you think, oh, the pressure's gone on the boiler.
That sounds like the impression you do of your own mum.
Yeah.
Oh, cozy, doing? Just cozy, innit? Just cutting about. Just
yeah, let's just, yeah,
walking
just,
the dog, just existence, nice.
Just cracking on, really. Yeah, like I said. Been like not doing dry January, but it's
damp January.
I'm drinking the most healthily I have
responsibly.
I think. So yeah, it's good.
Yes.
Enjoying it.
Good man.
But yeah, we're gonna join the gym. Gonna fucking for the wedding. I want to look.
Oh, you want to look?
I want to go action, man. You
You'll see me there, man.
I'm already pretty. Do you know what I mean? I'm all right. 31.
In good shape.
Got abs. Do you know what I mean? Right.
You don't want to go Mika Richards on the suit though, do you?
Nah, but I just want to look like...
He wants to climb and lean, doesn't he?
I want to look shit up.
How's all the wedding planning
climb
going?
And lean.
That's a good physique, that.
Yeah, oh no,
it
is, yeah.
Physique he's after.
Mate, some of the people who fucking climb, like 7-year-old... Swimmers and climbers, 70-year-old men, and honestly, they're like...
Boss shape.
They look incredible, but they're climbing shit, and you're watching them climb, and they're mint, and they're not doing anything like over the top or anything, do you know what I mean? They're just doing like basic climbing, but you're thinking, you're like 70, and you're still like...
Yeah.
Smashing it, do you know what I mean?
Who's that guy who climbs in cowboy boots?
I can't even climb my stairs.
he's like 70 odd.
That's how you do it, innit? If you were
Picasso,
there'd be like a curio element to it.
If I genuinely did make it to 70, which is unlikely.
there's a 4 mile run every morning. 78.
Jesus,
4 mile run every morning, and do you know what he said? It's all down to he eats just a raw diet.
Yeah, raw
doesn't, chicken
doesn't. Well, doesn't cook any of his food.
Does he eat meat?
Yeah, but he eats like steak.
Raw.
And
tartar.
Yeah.
So like pure caveman. Wait, how old is he?
78.
I know, but you fucking hell, it's still not old to be like, that's the truth, is it?
No, wait.
78, isn't it?
Yeah, 78, but he does 4 mile run every morning.
Sorry, I missed that bit.
He shows himself doing this assault course that he does every morning where he's like climbing fucking trees and stuff. Honestly, you watch it, like, fuck me. Like, he looks, you're like, fair fucking play.
I'm not criticising, I'm just intrigued. Is that just practice though?
I think.
Do you know what I mean? You start early and you're better at something than you can do when you're older, can't you?
When you get older, there's little things that you can't help that get older. Joints, for example. Do you know what I mean? Like your knees aren't the same shit. Like, where it's like, if you eat better, because obviously you get to a point where it's like, oh, I could do that. But then you get to a point where it's like, you've just fucked your body by eating shit. Even if you look in good shape, like,
Grenadine and Coke.
You're still, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're still fucking summer, aren't you?
Russ, he looks shit hot.
Does Logan's dad?
Your Logan's dad. Yeah, he does.
Very strong handshake.
Mm.
But he was a triathlete in his day. But played a lot of football, squash.
Squash, not played diet. That for years.
Always had a good diet.
Do you, my knees are fucked though.
My knees are getting bad. I need some like oils or something like that.
You don't even do anything. Cool.
I don't know. Grenadine and Coke. What would you do? What would you do?
Hypothetical.
Well, what would you do?
Josh, will you throw me a Maryland chocolate chip cookie, please?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to throw you the thing because there's not Chuckles many in there.
Go on, Miles, what would you do?
So,
if you had $30,000 million...
Start off with this one, which I just thought was quite nice. You're given literally infinite money, all legit, no tax, but nothing. Just enjoy your life with infinite money. I thought that was quite nice. Because that's just like a good one. Right, moving on.
No, to be fair, what would you do, Josh? Infinite money. What's the one first thing you'd do?
Like... the most shit-hot full-body medical scan that you can possibly do. Get the diagnosis, get the prognosis.
iRobot.
And then go from there. Because then I need to know how long I've got left to enjoy, you know what I mean?
I quite like
money.
The big MOT thing, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
human MOT?
Just interesting.
Next door.
Yeah. So, moving on from
oil
infinite
change.
Money.
No, wait, I want to ask everyone. It's good. Mm. Chaz?
It's my section, you dick.
No, go on, what would you do? What would the first thing you'd do?
I don't know, man.
It's a tough one, because
it's always that with Chaz, isn't it? I don't know.
Doesn't make you happy,
Tom?
Money. Do you know
we'll
what
come mean? Back, Chaz. We'll do Charlie's. Come back to me.
Right.
Go on, Tom. What do you do?
Well, the initial thought is do something good with it, innit? Like, do you know what I mean?
Go on holiday, get a new house.
No, like, solve
no,
something.
Just like,
solve
yeah.
a world issue.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to keep it light.
Let's say you can't. I don't think. Let's say you can't do that. It's impossible. Do you know what I mean?
What would I do?
It's literally you can only spend it on yourself.
Buy loads of clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah, I'd go shopping.
Nice. I think... Oh. Come. I'd love mum and dad not to work, do you know what I mean? Love to buy them a car.
It fucking make me look like a cunt. Fuck's sake.
But isn't that the same as like solving
my
mum
and dad are working till they're 95, but I'm rigged out to fuck.
Rigged 95.
Yeah. Right. So Joe's intercepted me then, but let's
no,
move on.
Still, no, go on, Miles. It's Miles' section.
You're not with her, but you're
I
you
didn't
said,
plan on you just taking that bit.
Your
just
section,
like,
though, was you get given him some
finished.
Money. Next one.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, isn't it?
Our section.
I like it. So reining it in a bit. Oh, infinite. More like $2 million. And a bunch of rocks. So
some rocks?
You can take a deal. You get $2 million all up front, tax-free. Take it, leave it whenever you want. It's yours, yeah? But once an hour, every hour, for the rest of your life, a small pond of rocks appears on a random surface in your home. Do you take the deal?
Pond of rocks. That's quite big, isn't it?
Just like some rocks.
Not as big as a lake. Yeah. So I imagine just a puddle. Let's
yeah,
a puddle.
Just like a little puddle of rocks. So do you take the deal? If so, what's your plan about like moving and what would you do with the rocks? So
further details. Move to a rockery.
Further details, the rocks are roughly the size that you'd see in your garden, so they can be easily held in your palm. They will not spawn inside walls. It's a fucking gamers wrote this. Yes, you may sell the rocks, but 24 rocks per day isn't going to be much money very quickly. We're not asked about money. Basically, you got a load of rocks.
You don't need, well, you just fucking take the $2 million and just move the rocks, don't you?
If they can fit in your hand, you just throw them out every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, what would you do?
If someone said to me,
you go on holiday, you come home.
Oh, so right, yeah. So
you go traveling, you go on tour. What's going to happen here?
It says it everywhere where you are.
No, no, just at home.
I'd rather just live the way I live now without the rocks, to be honest.
That's a good point.
Can't be asked. Getting a fucking shovel and fuck off. That is lame, that question. Who the fuck has written that?
I don't know. Like, that's annoyed you, hasn't it?
Oh, God. It's just like, there on a forum, just typing it out. Fuck. Sorry.
Me.
So no rock. Tom?
I fucking love that.
Would you do it?
Well, I'd get involved and move the rocks.
Yeah, just move
and
them.
And if I'm away, someone else will move the rocks.
Pile up.
Joe's dad will move the rocks when I'm not there. Give him a little fucking cut of it.
Do you know
what I mean?
If you paid someone 100 grand to move rocks, they'd do it, wouldn't they?
Yeah. 2 million won't last very long, will it?
I don't know.
Primal Scream rocks off every time you move it.
Well done.
Okay.
Last one now.
This one's a bit more fun.
Go on.
Last one now, yeah?
Plague.
Plague.
Your friend will pay you $100,000.
The delivery, isn't it?
It's always dollars.
Why is it always money?
I don't know.
It's the grip and the delivery.
Your friend will pay you $100,000,
but you have to pretend you don't speak English for 2 weeks. Do you take the challenge?
Yeah, I could do that.
You could, Duolingus. That's you, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Duolingus. yeah, so you still have to cut about. You can't
Italian you do, wouldn't you, Chaz, because you've been doing Italian lessons.
Do you know what you do? Do you know what you do there?
Lessons.
If like, say Charles, what he's been doing Italian lessons.
Lessons.
Well, Italian Duolingo lessons.
Duolingo.
Couldn't you take the $100,000? Was it?
$100,000.
So take the $100,000, right, and just go somewhere for 2 week holiday, where they don't speak English.
Would you be like
right in the middle of when we're doing an album, like, right, we need to sign this off, ring Chaz. Like, what do you think of this artwork? And then he'd be like, we'd have to like translate what he'd say. It'd be doable though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, easy, yeah. Yeah.
Spanish, by the
way. Chile.
Right. What's my snippato comfortable for more?
I'm just going to put this one there, just one more, because it's stupid. I've done shit ones this week, but I'm shit, it's good. Nuking a nuke. You wake up one morning.
There's a title.
You wake up one morning with the following information supernaturally implanted into your mind. There is a nuclear bomb in a microwave somewhere on Earth. You don't know where it is. The next time you crank your hog or anyone else's, the microwave
crank
will be powered
your hog.
On.
Oh, is that wanking?
Yeah, yeah.
Say that again.
Crank your hog is like a euphemism for wanking.
Do you know? Yeah.
So basically, every time
you have
to
give up masturbation, basically.
Yeah, just got to give up wank. Is that self masturbation though?
Just anyone?
Well, that means a nuke's gonna go off.
Someone somewhere's gonna be wanking.
Again, who the fuck?
I picked that one because it was just shit.
Right, what's the next section?
That's an incel fucking
vibe. Oh,
we're
there. Do you know what? Yeah, proper. Miles, have you got a fact? Because someone has done a.
No,
I don't.
I don't have one.
Is that Josh Quay?
Nice electric piano work on that. Oh, and organ.
Sampling.
Plagiarism.
Nice.
Oh, it's good though, isn't it?
I've only done like three sections, I ain't got a fact.
That's from Hector Harrison. This is the band bit. This is the band bit. So that was obviously Hector Harrison. Well, not obvious, but it was Hector Harrison. Do you want me to read out his...
That's obvious.
That's so my length, that.
No, yes.
Good name, though.
He said, "Good day from Australia."
Is this Hector Harrison? Is this someone else?
I mean not Hector Harrison.
He's the famous Hector Harrison.
Yeah, famous Hector Harrison who did the jingle for us. Good day from Australia.
Nice.
Good day. Hector here. Balance. I'm your biggest fan in Australia.
Only fucking
fan in Australia.
Yes.
You always say that. together with my mum, Jane, and sister. So there's three of them.
Three fans.
We think you are the best band in the world.
Thank you.
And have all your albums and wear your t-shirts. Oh, we just haven't seen you live yet.
Shipping.
But we are saving up like mad to come to England and see a show. We love the podcast too. We look forward to watching it each week.
Aww.
That's nice.
It's really nice that. Hope you like my jingle I made for you all. It's Miles, boss. Give us a fact. Go on, Miles. Just Google a fact now. Don't be tight.
You should have I don't have a fact.
You just Google them fucking hypotheticals anyway.
Well, just give me a minute then, because it's...
Read another question, then he'll come back
I've still got more, yeah. I want to be a singer-songwriter one day like you guys. Like you Tom.
Fire away the questions for me, man.
You inspire me so much. I write all my own songs, play all the instruments, and produce and mix everything I do.
Mac DeMarco.
My full name is Hector Harrison.
Oh, still Hector.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if you are able to take a listen to my latest song, Sunday Man, and tell me if you think I'm doing the right stuff, it would make my year.
You got it.
So yep, I'll listen to it.
We got on that. Have you any advice you can pass on to me about how to make it in the music business? Just getting on a radio playlist is like wrestling a croc. That's well Australian, isn't it? Dries a dead ding.
Do you reckon it's the same? I don't even know how it works Bobby anymore. Harder, now, anyway.
It's bigger over there.
I hope to be on the same bill as you at a festival or one day something. Or one day. Hope to be on the same bill as you one day at a festival or something. Fuck that up, didn't I? Maybe you can come to Australia to perform. Would also love to know if your doggos have favourite toys and treats. Keep everything crossed and hope you read this. To catch a wave, over and out, Hector, Tilly Bell and Jane.
It was like a message in a bottle, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was really nice,
it was nice that.
Music industry thing's weird.
There's no one set route, is there?
You might have sent this to me. I saw a TikTok where it was like Blossoms, and it was like, I think it was like bands that have... I can't remember what the gist of it was, but it was like basically like bands who lie about being working class or whatever.
We were on it?
Yeah, we were on it, and it said, Blossoms, it said... Guitarist Josh's dad's a music professor and got them a record deal.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. I'm glad that he did.
It made me laugh, that, though. I was like, it's just so far from...
People don't know
that was on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my dad into it. It
made me laugh.
Not cool.
Well, do you know what the thing
not
is, though, I suppose? Cool. If you're outside of it...
People don't know the full story, do they?
It fucking don't work like that, though. I wish it did. Imagine if that easy. Anyone's like, as soon as like your dad's like... does anything in music, it's like, get him in. His dad's a music teacher. He can get him a record deal. Like every music teacher in England is connected to a record label.
Yo, his dad works at HMV. He's got a deal.
My dad was a market trader.
It's funny, it's gone drama now, hasn't it?
I find that hilarious. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Any more of those questions?
Oh, there's loads.
Any quick ones? Quick fire.
I like the one. Well, this is different. It's not on from the email. It was just from that story thing I put up, just asking how people are. I sent it to you guys. Just thought before it just said, "I've just dropped my phone on my bollocks, so I've been better." What else was the? Everyone saying a lot of people asked about podcast live.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Which is interesting, I thought, because we have done it once in London.
We can support ourselves at Withenshaw Park.
Yeah, I've got a good one here.
We had a lot of people asking.
Yeah,
about
we
that.
Should sort that.
What's that?
A live
podcast. Live.
Podcast. Maybe when the album's ready.
I think if there's enough people who want it, we'll do it. And maybe we'll just do like a small one in one day, man, like Night and Day or something.
Oh, there's an acoustic in the corner as well.
Let's not do that.
Negative YouTube.
This is from Jack Evans. The subject, help, I fancy Tom.
I said that in.
Thank you. Hi, lads. Loving the podcast. One of my main components of a weekly breakdown in the uni library. Cheers. I come to you with a bit of a predicament. Sorry. Early this uni year, I met my first girlfriend. Not the predicament. She's well cool and I love her loads. And I was actually wearing a Blossoms top the night we first properly met. However, I'm bisexual and told her I used to fancy Tom and I think he is the best looking in the band. Well, fucking nice one.
Fucking hell. Yes.
Everyone's got their own taste. Everyone
not
likes
joking,
everyone.
Though,
she's now laughed at me consistently since I told her, how do I end this suffering? Any tips? Also, off topic, but I'm a big fan of the knitwear Charlie sports in many episodes. Where does he get them from? All the best, fellas.
Homemade.
Where's it from, Chaz?
Well, you can buy needles from Hobbycraft, can't you?
Yes, you get yarn from the local farm.
No, this one's actually Beams Plus. Japanese.
Love a bit of Beams.
The other one's Beams Plus. Bright, couple of second-hand numbers. Yeah.
It's bright,
this one's Beams Plus.
So what about his predicament? His girlfriend's giving him grief, basically, because he says...
See, my brain goes, is she giving him grief? As in, like, why the fuck do you fancy him? Sort of thing.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean?
I've got a nice one.
I think it's more funny, innit?
No, that's not a predicament, is it?
I don't think so. Fancy other people, can't you?
Yeah.
You're an attractive guy, Tom. I think I fancy you a bit, probably.
It's a celebrity crush, isn't it?
My celebrity crush is Tom.
E-list.
E-list. It's an E-list celebrity crush.
A to Z, who's on your list? Sweet.
May I?
May you.
Please.
It's January.
Mayo. Hello, Blossoms Boyos. I have recently... Sorry, I should have said the subject line is, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Ooh.
It's in that flask.
I've recently taken a cheeky trip to my local HMV. Was having a nice stroll through the aisles looking at some nice CDs. This is where I saw the little black name card and the word Blossoms on it. I thought, ooh, I'll have a cheeky look through there and was like, those look good. Bearing in mind I visit H&B quite a lot and just loiter around not planning to buy anything because they never seem to stock any Catfish from the Bottleman CDs. This day I was feeling a bit adventurous. Long story short, I am now a proud owner of all your albums. So you owe me £40.
Thank you.
Storm. That's nice, isn't it?
Nice.
You know, £40
for
all the albums.
Why is it saying Bones pick for you?
Because I think because she spent £40.
She spent £40. But, you know, rather than like go on to a streaming
it's nice service, to own yeah, to get the physicals.
Someone's gone into a record shop and discovered us through that.
That's cool.
I think I'm about out of touch with the prices of fucking records, you know. I went into HMV just cutting about.
Tenner an album, though.
Saw ours. It was like fucking £30 for the fucking lockdown one. Yeah, there is two albums worth on there, though, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what vinyl
that's
as well.
Why, yeah, and it's vinyl. I was just like,
you're
fucking
buying, you're buying, like, the product, aren't you? Like, you know,
vinyl,
the product. The sleeve notes and the art and stuff like that.
Vinyls are like, they're not, you don't do that many numbers of them. So when you, like, I bought a Beatles vinyl the other day, it's like you're paying like £100 for them. Do you know what I mean? Like an original press and stuff like that. If you're into it, you can get well into it. Do you know what I mean?
So collectibles.
£30, it's worth it, isn't it? That's why, you know, like the Blood Records ones and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, they're cool.
They're a bit more expensive, but obviously you get them because you're like, oh, God.
They only make like 1,000 of them or something.
Cool. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's cool to own stuff like that. It's like a gimmick.
Nice that, though. Thanks, Storm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I like that. It's a cool name, Storm, as well, isn't it? Thank you. There's another. Yeah, someone's done a podcast jingle. Do you want to wear it?
Please.
Yeah.
This is from. Oh, what? I'm so shit.
You need text to speech,
Kane?
Don't you?
Kane? Kaney?
Kane.
Kane.
Kane Lee Pollitt.
Kane is just, it's spelt with
an I in there.
An I in it.
Me.
He's had you over there.
I will never be inserting that into our podcast again.
Also, it's Blossom's podcast, not podcast. That's the only thing that I'll add.
Well, do you know what?
That was nice, that.
Well, I actually think we should probably drop the podcast.
Oh, because it's someone else did it.
It's not in a pub anymore.
No, it's not anymore.
What, just call it the Blossom's podcast?
Yeah. The pubcast was like, when we were in a pub and...
But the theme says podcast, though, and I like the
theme. Emails podcast. Can't be asked changing that.
Fair, yeah.
So keep it.
Thought that was quite good.
Yeah.
Negative YouTube comment of the week.
Please.
Got a couple.
You got it.
So the first one is us at Transmit Festival 2021. Adam Fuller 6618 said, "Didn't know Ginny Weasley was in a band." Referring to me.
Adam Fuller shit.
Nice.
Quick. Do you know what? I don't mind that. I get it quite a lot.
Ginny Weasley.
Well, the Weasley brothers. I've had it, well, not quite a lot, like every day, but it's
Ginny
a couple of times
Harry
a year.
Potter.
Ginny Weasley's a funny one, though.
Is what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is.
Another one, Fish 69.
Wow. That's class, that.
Tom Ogden sounds as flat as a pancake.
You stink like a fishy dick.
And then, so I'm just going to go for a few fast ones because it's just funny, isn't it?
Why not?
This is actually on Instagram.
Same thing.
Oh, no, TikTok this, sorry. This is me and Finley singing To Do List acoustic out there. And Escape UK said, "Wimp Pop."
Wimp Pop. I've not heard someone be called a wimp for years. Remember Wimpy? Wimpy Fries.
And Wakey Knobhead said...
You've seen like Spain or somewhere now, don't you?
Yeah. Wakey Knobhead said, "Average." So there you go. There's a couple.
Usernames are fucking weird, aren't they, you know?
Yeah.
Fish 69
Fish 69 is boss.
That
I love
is good,
that.
To be fair.
I think we should call the podcast Fish 69, this one. That's fucking mint.
69.
Fucking hell.
Wakey Knobhead. Do you think that's Wakefield?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got Wakey Wines there, hasn't
he? Wakey.
Wakey Knobhead.
That's fucking well funny.
Yeah. Any other segments?
I have a Fish 69. You could fly through mine this time because it's a bit different, this one.
Right,
oh shit! Yeah, it's
yeah. You can fly through this one.
The King's microphone.
So, I couldn't actually get a hold of the one that was suggested.
What was it?
Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh.
Just, I've got various technical issues going on, which made it a bit more difficult to get. But having said that, I think you might be all very impressed today. I went to the cinema the other day.
Oh, have you seen the new Studio Ghibli film?
No.
Oh.
No, no, it's nothing to... I've taken the segment on board and I've been freestyling.
Well,
he's not done that because he's not a gimp.
Oh, he's called, man. It's a boy in the heron.
Boy in the heron.
Oh, your face dropped there.
Things I am a gimp.
Joking. Four eyes.
That's old school, man.
So year nine.
Proper 50s.
Sorry, that was shit. Sorry, Joe.
It was a brain tickle at what they were saying to you.
I just, yeah.
Four eyes is close.
It's fucking shit. I feel, you know what? I actually feel guilty as an almost 30-year-old man saying that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I enjoyed that. I took the piss out of you. You could take the piss out of me.
You are.
It's proper beatnik today.
What are you on about here?
The insult and the outfit.
Cheers, man.
I was fucking class that. I loved it. No, I gave you shit. You can give me shit back. That's how it works.
An eye for an eye. But like I said, so I've been freestyling the segment a little bit. Instead of being like chained to my list, I mean, like, I want to actually enjoy films.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
So... that's another thing. When I put that story up, I got hundreds of people saying, have you seen Saltburn? I think we talked about it a bit. But I haven't seen that.
Man.
But yeah. But what I saw in the cinema was the Priscilla.
I want to watch that.
That's great. Yeah.
So maybe I won't say too much then.
No. Tell me bits and bobs.
No spoilers, as it is a new
Jake
film.
Lordy.
Yeah. Well, he's
in fucking everything now, isn't he?
Well, is that the guy
that plays Elvis?
Yeah.
But and so he's the Saltburn guy. But
Austin Butler play. Oh, is he play Elvis in the fucking thing?
Yeah.
He's in fucking everything now.
So, but I have not actually seen the Austin Butler Elvis one.
Right.
But I admittedly knew nothing about Priscilla's side of the story or anything like that. So, but yeah, her side of the story, just didn't expect it at all. So, definitely go and see it. And then what else did I say?
It's Sophia Coppola, isn't it?
Yes.
Who directed it.
Who did the Chanel...
Lost in Translation.
But no,
Chanel reel, didn't she?
Yeah, for thingy. But yes, and then I watched Mean Girls the other day.
That's boss. The OJ.
Nice. Yeah, so that's funny.
Yeah, it's genius.
That
was
really funny.
Fucking hell. So you're like watching films just like...
Well, this was the MO of this segment, and it's worked.
I watched... And this is for my own thing. Like last night, I watched The Pick of Destiny again because I've not seen it for
nostalgia.
About 10
years. Weirdly, he's on TV. I watched it the other day.
How was it?
Yeah.
I was playing along with it, and it was very nostalgic. But anyway, that's my little. I don't have any stupid things to say.
Next one then. Pick a film for yourself.
I'm going to freestyle.
Actually, Tom told me a series to watch, which I fucking love. Slow Horses.
Oh, Gary Newman.
Gary Oldman.
Have you got on it?
I've watched a couple of them. They're really good.
It's fucking class.
Yeah.
Really, if you haven't got Apple TV, that's worth watching that one. It's fucking mint. What else has been... Have you ever seen that Fool Me Once?
No.
Everyone's going mad about that,
though. Is it a film or a series?
It's a series. Everyone's going mad. Not mad.
Yeah. It's just like the number one on the thing, but
it's all right. It's quite cosy to watch. It's quite funny. It's filmed at Arley Hall.
I've
seen the...
I've heard about it. No, you said that.
We did a music video. We said we might release this one day.
Yeah, an unseen video.
It's been rinsed out all on it for stuff.
Yeah, we did Blow
we did
Rose music video. Yeah, we did it there
with Danny,
with Tom's BAFTA award-winning cousin.
But it wasn't. We hired a Steadicam and no one could operate it
apart from me.
Yeah, and you had to be in it, so it didn't work. So we never used the video.
Those early music videos where it's just like you just lip syncing us just walking in the background like that, just slow mo.
Yeah,
bossing it.
What are we gonna do for our next music videos?
Just do this.
Shit are music videos.
I mean, to do this one
was good. I don't see that weirdly. I don't see them as music videos because we do it all.
Your girlfriend was boss.
Enjoy
it with an original idea now, isn't it?
A
lot of people, a lot of ideas, a lot of media. Including this. See you next week.
Yeah.
What is...
blossomspodcast@gmail.com. What's that? @gmail.com. See ya. It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.